Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer vegetables. Vegetable gardening in Florida is fun and easy, and if you're up for the heat and humidity, you can even grow veggies in the summer. There are a handful of vegetables that do well in the summer heat, including sweet potatoes, southern peas, cherry tomatoes, and okra. And some spring crops like peppers and eggplant may continue to produce during the summer. So if you planted these in the spring, don't take them out until you're sure their time is up. Many people take advantage of the summer heat to solarize the soil of unused sections of their gardens in preparation for their fall garden. To solarize your soil, cover it with clear plastic for 6 to 8 weeks. The heat will bake out nematodes, weeds, and other organisms that can harm your plants. So keep the harvest coming by gardening all year round. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, snakes. In the spring, snakes are on the move, and everyone in Florida is bound to come across a snake at least once. There are over 40 species of snakes in the state, but only 6 are venomous. Most of our snakes are harmless and benefit us by eating rodents. If you come across a snake in your yard, it's best to leave it alone, and it'll probably go away, even if it's venomous. Most of the time, snakes are just passing through. If you see snakes a lot near your house or shed, you may have mice or rats. To discourage rodents, remove their food sources by cleaning up bird seed under feeders and pet food scraps regularly. Next time you see a snake, let it slide on by. For more information on snakes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, U-Pick Farms. U-Picks are farms that allow visitors to pick their own fresh fruits and vegetables. U-Pick produce often has more flavor than produce found in a store because it's fresh and ripe. Products are often quite cheap, and the hunt is fun for the whole family. What's available from U-Picks changes from season to season. In spring, pick strawberries. In the summer, blueberries, grapes, or pecans. And in the fall and winter, citrus. Dress comfortably and be respectful of farm rules. If you can, bring your own containers in case the farm doesn't provide them. And next time you're on the road and have a few extra minutes, follow the signs to the nearest U-Pick for some fresh, locally grown fruit and vegetables. For more information on U-Pick Farms, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, Principle Number 5, Attract Wildlife. We're lucky in Florida to have incredibly diverse wildlife, but natural habitat areas are diminishing. Homeowners can help by creating a welcoming environment for our wild friends. Wildlife need food, water, cover, and space. Add trees and plants that bear fruit and seed in your landscape. Plant foliage and flowers for butterflies, birds, and bees. Native plants can be a good source of food for animals and insects. If you don't have a natural water source, consider building a small pond or placing a birdbath in your landscape. Research what kinds of birds nest in your area and purchase or build them a home. Protect your wildlife visitors by limiting pesticide use or using the least toxic products available. For more information on Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Lysianthus. Lysianthus is a pretty perennial with flowers and shades of white, blue, pink, and purple. Double and single flower varieties provide a wide selection of choices. Lysianthus is used for cut flowers, bedding plants, and flowering container plants. Plant breeders at the University of Florida have been working on heat-tolerant varieties of Lysianthus. Two new varieties, the UF Savannah and UF Double Joy series, are great for the Florida gardener. The UF Savannah series is used as flowering potted plants in small containers. The sprays of flowers come in shades of blue, pink, and white. The UF Double Joy series is similar to the Savannah series, except it has double flowers. Try a Lysianthus today in your flower beds or container garden and enjoy the beautiful results. For more information on Lysianthus, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.